year was perhaps the most crucial to our modern civilization. The coming year will be filled with violent conflict, yet with high promise of better things.
A presidential library is a pretty good get for a community in terms of creating a reason for people to visit, but the location we broadcast from this morning isn't the only attraction in the Hyde Park area.
Here to tell us about some of the other Dutchess County spots and to fill us in on the impact of having the FDR Museum and Library here are Mary Kay Vroa, Executive Director of Dutchess County Tourism, and Sarah Olson, the National Park Service's Superintendent of the Roosevelt Vanderbilt National Historic Sites.
Mary Kay and Sarah, thank you so much for being here. A great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So, Mary Kay, give us a sense of what this is like to have. I mean, you've always had the library and museum, at least since, you know, the early 40s. So what is it like to have it all new, brand new, renovated, spiffed up, looking great?
Well, we're so excited that the doors opened yesterday because we've been telling people about it around the world for the last year to prepare them to come. And it's great because it really, if people, I think I was thinking this morning, if you've been here and someone says, well, I've been there, done that, you can say, no, you haven't. Yeah. Because the whole story has retold.
And I mean, we've been looking out the window as people walk in and out of there. There are a lot of people here, and it's well worth seeing.
It is. It's well worth your time. And as I was going through yesterday, one of the comments that I heard from many, many people was, there's too much here. I've got to come back.
Yeah,
and that's what we want. And we find that when people come up into Dutchess County and the Hudson Valley, once we get them here, they keep coming back.
So let me see if I can make some trouble for change.
Okay.
We just had Senator Gibson here, right? And he talked about how we need some more industry, you know, in the Hudson Valley. We want to get more industry here. And if this was happening in Great Barrington, I'd be yelling at the top of my voice, hell no. You know, we got a nice thing here. We don't want to mess it up. Is that trouble? Or?
Well, it can be. But I think one of the things that people need to realize and that I kind of tell people all the time is tourism's a clean industry.
Indeed, it is.
People come in, they spend their money. You know, we have 4 million people that come into Dutchess County.
Sure.
And last year in 2012, they spent $475 million here,
yeah.
Which generated about $28 million in taxes, which helps keep property owners' taxes down by about $700.
Yeah, but that's a given. But if somebody proposes to construct a factory making nuclear rods, would you...
Well, you know, I think what we have...
Well, sign us up.
Well, you know, what I think we have to do is work in partnership with economic development, and yeah. I think there's a way to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we have to sacrifice one in line of the other, that we have to talk about things, which FDR so well did, brought people to the table to talk, and I think some days we forget to do that.
So I just want to make sure I didn't mishear you. You're not for nuclear rods.
No, I'm not for nuclear rods. I'm for more tourism. I would like more historic sites taken care of. I would like to see a few more accommodations brought into the area, you know, some of our farms expanded and the kinds of things that really contribute, not that nuclear rods may not, to the quality of life.
So this is why I love Alan, because I bet you didn't see that question coming.
No, that was not one that I had prepared for. But that's all right, because Sarah's here to back me up.
That's right. So Sarah Olson is with the National Park Service, and I'm going to probably go over something that maybe a lot of people know, but I really believe that a lot of people don't know, and that is the sort of the separation of the library and the museum and Roosevelt's home. So you're here, the museum and the library are part of the National Archives. The home, Valkill, Top Cottage, that's the Vanderbilt Mansion, that's all part of the National Park Service. So how does that all work? I mean, how do you kids all get along?
Well, we get along beautifully. We work very closely with our colleagues at the Presidential Library, who I want to congratulate, by the way, on this wonderful weekend. Interestingly, FDR is the man who set up those two federal agencies right here in Hyde Park. He was the first sitting president to designate his home, give his home to the nation, and that set a precedent for almost every president since. And really, at the very same time that he was working on that legislation, he was also designing his presidential library and establishing it under the National Archives. So that was a very conscious decision on his part. He was also designing Top Cottage at the same time. He was doing a lot of legacy planning in the late 30s.
What was going on in Top Cottage?
Well, what do you think was going on?
I don't know.
Can I ask you a question about Top Cottage, and then you can answer you can, Alan's question? Because we went up there yesterday, and it's like it's kind of empty.
Top Cottage is closed this year. You've heard, I'm sure, of federal sequestration.
Yes.
That meant 5% to our cut to our budget, which had already had three flat years of continuing resolutions. So it affected all the national parks. And for us, it meant a lot fewer summer seasonals. So we needed to make some cuts in our operation. And unfortunately, that meant Top Cottage, because it requires the biggest effort for us to get people up there and
And this
tour
is where
world.
I mean, this is the porch where he served hot
it
dogs
is.
To the
it is.
Queen. So I mean, that's a huge. It seems like a loss.
It is a loss, and it's a wonderful place. You've been there, you've seen what a special place
but I couldn't,
it is.
Yeah, you can't see inside the windows. I'm sorry, but no. It's all for. It's normally if you were going to go up there, you would see.
You would go inside. You would see the interior as FDR designed it.
Yeah.
Not the original furnishings, however.
Yeah.
But we use it as a place where people can sit down and it's kind of the culmination of their tour here if they've spent a long time touring the other places.
Here, Valkill, and then
yes.
up. And then.
But you can also hike to Top Cottage, and I want to...
I don't do that.
Well, I think you should.
So if we were in the 40s to look through those windows, as I was trying to do yesterday, getting back to Alan's
yes.
question, what would we see?
You would see a wonderful big... kind of a great room, they would call it these days, with a big stone fireplace, chintz-covered sofa to one side, federal-style furniture around the room, wonderful hooked rugs that
That's not what you meant,
school children...
Alan wants to know what was going on those hooked rugs.
Well, there was Fala, of course.
Oh, yeah. Now, yeah. I notice you have
that's a whole other story.
I have a very important question to ask. I noticed that you have a, National Park Service sweater on.
Yes, I do.
And it has a thing on the side. What do you call that?
A patch.
A shield. A shield.
Now, that's got to be highly prestigious and important for people to get. Are those available? I mean, can somebody
no,
get
them? Well, you have to work for the National Park Service in order to get
like
one of these.
It's kind of like
winning the Masters. So you have to put in your time.
Doesn't seem right somehow.
You have to put in your time. Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
I'm sure we could get you a patch. I'll try. We'll work out a contact. We'll try to
That's
get you a patch.
That's usually when I say to Congressman Gibson or somebody else, I say, that's a nice T-shirt you have on. One will show up in the mail sooner or later.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
see,
okay.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
For subtlety. Subtle, subtle, subtle.
We'll have to work on something.
We have, we just have about a minute or two left. But as far as getting people out, there's a lot to do. And really, summer's the time, isn't it?
Summer's the time to do it. And there's lots of ways to get here besides driving up here. If you're south of us or north of us, you can take the train down. And if you're coming up on Metro North, National Park Service has a shuttle bus that meets the train
at where?
Metro Mart at Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie.
And they'll bring them up for a wonderful day tour around the national park sites. Also, if people want to come back up in the fall, we run that same kind of program for our farms. We do something called Farm Fresh Duchess, where people can bring the train up and go to pick your own or the wineries. And there's Millbrook Winery also runs an express that goes out. So there's lots of ways for people to come to the county. Yesterday, we had over 1,800 bicyclists here doing rides from
50. They looked miserable. They were in the hotel we were staying at. They looked miserable.
It rained on them.
Yeah, it sure did.
But
why are you both smiling?
What? No, I felt bad for him. No, they were just they just looked just miserable. But it was raining. But you know,
but
I'm
before
sure
the rain, they had a great time.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But and then when they're not doing that, then they can go out and do other stuff.
That's right, and then walk way over the Hudson. So there's just tons to do
in the rain.
In the rain, and the shine. Mary Kay Verba is Executive Director of Dutchess County Tourism, DutchessTourism.com. Sarah Olson, the National Park Service's Superintendent of the Roosevelt Vanderbilt National Historic Sites. The Park Service website is nps.gov. nps.gov. Sarah, Mary Kay, I want to thank you both for being here. What a delight to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the FDR Presidential Library and Museum in Hyde Park, New York on WAMC.